zweite, Bishloim inu mefashi, ela avasayu minolan, Bishloim at their names it says, how do we know the fathers though? Shrashi, Bishloim yu miyobachanamo de siv. So in other words, we said before, she had eight Nevi'im came out of her. Like, how do we know all eight were Nevi'im? Like, true, these that say Beferish, we know they were Nevi'im. Like, how do we know their fathers were also Nevi'im? Fathers were. So Mara says, Kediula. The Yomarula says, Kol Mokim Sheshmoi, V'Shem Oviv, B'Nevi'us, anytime they mention him and his father's name, is V'Yidua Shu Novi Ben Novi. Like we're saying now, here it said these were eight Nevi'im, B'nei Nevi'im. So true, they were Nevi'im. How do we know that the father's were all Baruch Nevi'im? So that's Ula's Klal. Whenever it says the father's name and the son's name together, and one is a Navi, we say both of them were Nevi'im. So Mel, it's good what we had before. There were eight Nevi'im that came out of her. So that's a Klal. Whenever the Pasuk says about a Navi, his name and his father's name, he should now be a Duah, Shidua, Shehu Navi, Ben Navi. He's a Navi and his father was also a Navi. What about Shemoi, V'loi Shemoviv? Let's say the Pasuk talks about a Navi, and it only says his name, it doesn't say his father's name. If you do, you should know, Shu Navi V'loi Ben Navi. Then the Pshat is, he's a Navi, but his father is not a Navi. What about Shemoi V'Shem Iroi, Mefurish? Let's say it only says his name and his place, where he lived. If you do, Shuhu Meyaisi Ir. You should know, he was from that city. Shemoi, it says his name, V'loi Shem Iroi, and not his city where he came from. Then if you do, Shuhu Meyushaloyim. You know, he comes from Yerushalayim. If it doesn't say which city he's from, so Mastami came from Yerushalayim. The Masnisa Tana and Brisa would end like this. Kol Shemaisav Umaisei Avoisav Stumim, when it doesn't say anything special about him or about his father. Or Porat Mokha Kosa Biechamim, the Torah says one place, the Shvach, Kagurna, the Apostle says like this. Diber Hashem, Dvar Hashem Ashrohoya, El Tzvanya Ben Kushi, Ben Gedalia. So, is Vyadua Shut Tzadik Vein Tzadik? It says what? One Lashon Shvach here, so it means him and his father were both Gedolim, were both Tzadikim. The Chol Sheparat Mechla Kosev, and at the end of the Pesach, it says something good about them. So, the good goes on both of them. The Chol Sheparat Mechla Kosev B'yechol Mem. Anytime the Torah says one place, L'Ganai, it says one thing bad about them, Kagoyim. Fahi Bachodesh Ashvi, Bo Yishmo Ben Sanya, and he came to kill Gedalia, is Ben Lishoma, Biyadua Shu Rosha Ben Rosha, that he was a Rosha, the son of a Rosha also. It only says one instance of bad, that means both of them were bad. Omer Rav Nachman, Malachai Zemordechai, Zenovi Malachai, that's the same person that was Mordechai. For the Gemara, Voloma Nikra Shemoi Malachai, how come his name was called Malachai then? Shoye Mishan Lamelech, he was second in charge to the king. Mordechai was second in charge to the king, so that's why they called him Malachai. Alright, turn over. Alright, turn over. Nesri, I have a kasher on you. If you're telling me now, Mordechai was Malachai. Boruch ben Niroi, Vesarya ben Maaseo, Daniel, O Mordechai, Balshon, Vechagai, Schaya, Malachai. Kula nisnamnu, Vishnashtayim, Medvoyash. The Doryash. So you see clearly that what it says, who are the Nevi'im here? It says the whole list here. It says Daniel, O Mordechai, Balshon, Vechagai, Schaya, Malachai. So it says Mordechai and Malachai. They were both nisnabnu, same Nevi'us, at the same time. It's the Yufta, here's the Kasha. You can't say Mordechai is Malachai, because here it says both of them in the same pasuk. Tanya, Omer of Yeshua ben Korcha, Malachai is Ezra. Enechnam, you're right, it's not Mordechai, but I'll tell you Malachai is Ezra. Tzechachomim Oimrim, Malachai Shmoi. No, his real name was Malachai. And Omer of Nachman, Mistarva command Yom of Malachai is Ezra. I'll bring you a proof of the command Yom that says Malachai was Ezra. The Yechsir, the pasuk says, Benevius. Malachai, it says by the Nevi'us of Malachai, Bogdo Yehuda, Yehuda did things bad, but Tueva, things bad, Nasus of Yisrael, Vishlayim, Kicholo Yehuda Kodesh Hashem, Ashohav, Ubal Bas El Necher, and they went to a different God. Now, Uman Afrish Noshim Nochris, who separated the bad, the Noshim Nochris, the Goyish Shikshis? Ezra. So you see here it talks about Malachi and it's talking about what Ezra did. The Chassid says by Ezra, Vayad Shechneh ben Yechiyah mebnei Ilim, Vayomel Yezra nachnu mealnu belakenu, Vayanoishiv noshim nochris. Like we did an Avera to Hashem, and we married noshim nochris for shikses. So in other words, in Ezra's time, they did tshuva about marrying noshim nochrim. So nochris, it says by Malachi the same thing, so Mashma Ezra was Malachi. There were four beautiful ladies in the world. Soro, the Avigayel, Rocha, the Esther. So the Mora, Olaman Diyom Esther Yirakruka Soysa. Before we had one man Diyom said Esther was green. She wasn't so beautiful, she was very pale. She also was a Chutcha, Chesed went on her. But it's not cold, she was Yafiyufius. So Mora says, Mapik Esther Echnami, take out Esther, Olmayo Vashti, put Vashti in. Vashti was also from the four beautiful ladies. Tana Rabbanan, Rocha Bishmo. Like, what's special about Rocha, which was so beautiful? Bishmo. That means Bishmo Zinsa. Rashi says, Amaskere Shmo, Nigra Achar Taivaznus. Whoever just mentioned the name, just by mentioning a name, you wanted to have Znus with her. Yael, what was so Maila Bekoila? Whoever heard her voice had Taiva just to hear her voice. Avigayel Beskirosa. The people mentioned, thought about her, that was the taiva to be with her. Michoyo basho b'riyoso. When people saw her, they also wanted to live with her. You have zlus with her. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, kol oimer rochev rochev miyad nikri. Any man that would just say her name, rochev rochev, right away would become like a balkeri. That's what the Gemara said before, rochev ishmo. If he just mentioned the name like a beautiful, that you would become a balkeri. Omalei Rav Nachman, which Rav Nachman said back, is that true? Ano Amina Rochav Rochav, I myself said the name Rochav Rochav, lo yichtasli, I didn't become a Balkeri. Is Omalei Ki Kamina Biadua. I'm talking about people that know Rochav, Umakira, and recognize like Sora. Any man that Sora, and then he would just mention a name, Rochav Rochav, Miyad Nikri. Mordechai, the Pasuk says now, Mordechai Yodes Kol HaShenasa. That Mordechai knew everything that was happening. My, what does that mean? Omar Rav, Gova Homan Yachashverish. He knew that right now Homan became greater than Achashverish. That's why he got so scared. Shmuel Omar, Gova Malki Loi Mimalkotitoi. So you have to say like Hashem's, the Malkus and Shemayim, he came over the Malkus Boretz. So some said, Loshen of a Tfilo, like he went to Dafa to Hashem, like the Malkus of Hashem should save us, to come and help us. Vatizchalchel HaMalka, the Malka got sick. My Vatizchalchel, what does it mean, Esther got sick? Omarav Shapir Sanida, means she became a Nida now. Vyav Yirmiyu Oma Shehutzuchol in the Kaveha, she had to go to the Beit HaKisei. Vatikru Esther LaHosech, so Esther called the Hosech. Omarav, Hosech Zer Daniel. That was Daniel. Why was the name called Hosech? He was cut off from his greatness. He used to be great, now he was cut off from his greatness. Before he was very powerful, and now he lost his power. Ushmul Omar Shekol Devorov Malchus Shekol Divrei Malchus Nechtochim Apiv. No, he's still out of power. Anything the king did was signed because of him, because of Hosach of Daniel. Pasuk says Lodas Mazir V'Yal Mazir. She wanted to know, like, on what was going on, what's happening here. Is Omer Rav Yitzchok Shol Choloi Shema Ovru Yisrael Achamish Shachum Shetayri. She said, like, find out, maybe the Jews mamish did all the Averis. They're over the Chamish Shechum Shetara. And that's why there's such a big Zerah upon Klai Yisrael now. We should all be killed out. The Torah is written from one side to the other side. So that she was worried, like, Mazav Yamazah means, maybe Klai Yisrael was over all the Torah. V'yagidu l'morachai azivri yester. So, he told over to, Chosech told over to Mordechai what Esther told him.
As well as
but she didn't go to him. She sent message with Chos Hosech to tell Mordechai, but she herself didn't go. Mikan shein mashivin al paket v'yagid l'Mordechai as Esther v'ilu iyo loyaz. He himself didn't go; was just told over. Is mikan shein mashivin al klola? You don't like tell over klola. It's not nice to tell over the klola. That's why he himself didn't want to do it. He let somebody else do it. Trashi v'ilu iyo d'niyo loyaz l'hashem shichusay. Daniel himself didn't go to tell Mordechai. He let somebody else tell Mordechai. Al klola shoyz Esther manas lovi l'melech. The fikok laheshev osich eshtechusoi v'yester shochu devrei de'acherim. As Esther didn't want to go to the king now, so because of that, he didn't want to tell Mordechai. So the pasuk says leich kenoisas kol yehudim. It means ad asher loy kedos. So Esther said, if everybody comes and does tshuva, then I'll do something that's not kedas that I didn't do yet. What does that mean? Omer Rabba shloy kedas hoya. It wasn't kedas. What does that mean? Shebechol yoyim v'yoyim ad achshav boynis. Up until now, every time Esther lived with Achashverosh, she was forced to. It was boynis. She didn't want to. He forced her. V'yachshav b'rotzen. But now she said, now I'll live with him b'rotzen, like I want to ask him for something, so I'll do it b'rotzen, maybe he'll give in to me. Shashi v'yachshav means, mikan v'yelech midaiti, now I'll do it my own das. Therefore the pasuk says, v'kasher avarati avarati. Kishem shavarti mibesaba, kach oived mimcho, abilos from you also. Shashi varti mimcho, the yasura ni lecho, the eshes yisrol shenenso, muteras labailo, uverots and asur labailo. This was the time now Esther's going to come also to Mordechai. Before we had that Esther lived with Achashverus, and then she went right away back to Mordechai. But the pshat was up until now, she was forced. So an anusa is mutter to a husband. If she's forced, she's allowed to live with her husband. But if she comes now with Saita, she lives with somebody else, Brotson, she becomes also Labaila. Even though Achashverosh was a goy, still by says we're going now to the B.S. Akum, asked so on her husband. That's Kasher Avarti, that Avarti. Now I'll be lost from Mordechai, I won't be allowed to live with Mordechai anymore.
I understand. If it's just not us, I mean, it's a strange position.
Because a bias akum though is a goy. There's no chiyuv misa. A bias akum is no chiyuv misa. Vayava Mordechai, it says Mordechai passed over. Omar Rav shehever yom rishon shal Pesach b'tainus. That was the first day of Pesach, and Mama she fasted. Trasha shere b'yud gimel b'nisin nichtav oy geres. On yud gimel b'nisin the geres was written. V'nita nadas b'shushin v'yud dalad v'chemishosha v'shishosha hisanu. Those were the 3 days they fasted. So the kitzu, he was hanged on the 16th day of Nisan. That's what Amram was hanged. The Kopon, he was fasting on Pesach. Shmuel says the Ovar Akumya Demai, he went over a river of water to tell people. Trashi Lasafa Yudim Shemevra Hasheni. He wants to tell everybody about what's going on and come Lech Chalitz, it's called Yudim. Everybody should fast together. He even went over the river through the water to tell everybody. The Yom HaShlishi, then it came the third day, Vatil Bash Esther Malchus. That's the day that Esther put on her Malchus. That we had before, Big Day Malchus Miboyle, should have said she put on the clothing of Malchus. What does it mean, Malchus? Is Omer Rebbe Lozor, Omer Rebbe Chanino, Melamed Shelov Shos Ruch HaKodesh. That now she got Ruch HaKodesh on, she came in the Via now. Siv Och, it says there, Batilbash, Uksiv Hossam, Ruach Lov Shas HaMoshay. That Lov Shem means she put on Ruch HaKodesh. The Omer Rebbe Lozor, Omer Rebbe Chanino, Liyoyla Ma'atei Birchas Hedyit Kala Benechem. Even if a simple person gives you a bracha, don't take it so lightly, it's good for you. Sherei Shnei Gderli Ador, Bercham Shnei Hajaitis, two Gdoli Ador had brachas from Hajaitis, Pasha the people, for this kind of them that helped them. V'yelu hein, David Udunil, David the Brachoyu Aroina. Aroina gave a bracha to David, the Yasir Yem Aroina Yala Melech, and it happened good to David. The Neil, the Barcha, the Rogosh, the Yasir Elohoch, the Ant Polachlei. But the Dirahu Yashizun. So he gave him a bracha, and the bracha helped the Neil. So even a bracha he gets from a simple person means something. Now, weiter, for Yom Rabbi Lozor, Yom Rabbi Chanina, I'll take Hillas Hedyit Kale Benecho. It's the same way if a simple person curses you, also you have to be careful, it means something. Shri Avimela Kilule Sora. Avimela gave a curse to Sora, and he said, Hinehu Lecho Kisus Einayim. This is going to be a covering for your eyes, as if to say, you're going to become blind, you won't be able to see so good. V'nizkayim Abazaron, it happened with a child. V'yiki Zoken Yitzchok. Yitzchok became old, V'atichyenu Einov, and his eyes became blind, he became poor, he couldn't see. So that was because of the klol of Avimelech. Hashem is not like us. A person first fills off the pot. Then you put water in it. There means first you put the pot on top of the fire. First you shoifes, you put the pot on top of the fire, and then you pour in water. First Hashem puts the water in, and then he puts the kedera on top of the pot. Means also that Hashem made the refuah before he made the makkah. Somebody says over something in the person's name is made the gula liyelam. He'll bring a gula for the world. That Master told over to the king that Mordechai saved you, and because of that, later it was written Divrei Hayomim that the whole mess happened that the Melech pointed at Mordechai. The Yomer of Loz, Omer of Chanina, Tzadik Ovad Ledoyrei. If a tzadik dies, he's lost for his generation. The Dori of it, a tzadik Ovad Ledoyrei of it. If a tzadik dies, his generation loses out. What it means to say is that tzadik is still the same tzadik. Just the people here are losing out. Moshe liyodam shavdeloy magolius. It's like a moshe to a person that loses a diamond. If you lose the diamond, you should know, kol makom shi magolius shema. Wherever the diamond is, it's still a diamond. The diamond doesn't change. Loyovdo elo labayla. Just the pshat is the owner doesn't have his diamond anymore. The same thing with tzaddik. A tzaddik is a pure tzaddik wherever he is. Even after he's nifty, he goes to shemayim. Just the people here lost the big, the chosh v'zach. Now, Haman said, all this is not worth it to me when I see Mordechai. Omri Abloz, Omri Abichanina, Bishor Sharua Haman as Mordechai. When Haman saw Mordechai, Yoshe B'Shar HaMelech, sitting in the king's entrance, Omar, Kozeh Enenu Shavuli, all this is not worth it to me. What does that mean? Kerav Chizda. The Omri Abchizda, Zeh Bo Befruzboloi, V'Zeh Bo